Today's episode is sponsored by Thinking in English, and more specifically, Thinking in English's bonus podcast. That's right, I release bonus Thinking in English episodes every Friday, and I have done for over a year. That means there's over 50 extra episodes of Thinking in English covering a wide variety of topics. You're about to listen to my Halloween special episode looking at zombies, voodoo, and the history of Haitian slavery. And if you enjoy this episode, you can go over to the Thinking in English bonus podcast and listen to a similar episode on the history of mummies and how mummies became a Hollywood horror character. You can listen to the Thinking in English bonus podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Patreon, the Thinking in English blog. All you have to do is become a Patreon subscriber. Link in the description. Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast for intermediate to advanced level English learners. What is a zombie? You might be thinking of the flesh-eating, undead monsters common in Hollywood. But the origin of zombies is much more fascinating than the stories in film and TV. From the brutal slave plantations of Haiti, to the development of voodoo legends and traditions, to the modern monsters of Hollywood. Join us for a look at the history of zombies in this Halloween special episode of Thinking in English. You can find a full and free transcript over on the Thinking in English blog. Here is today's vocabulary list. Practitioner. Practitioner. A person who regularly engages in a profession, skill, or belief system. For example, the voodoo practitioner performed rituals to communicate with spirits. Voodoo. Voodoo. A syncretic religion with African, indigenous Caribbean, and Catholic influences, often involving rituals, spirits, and magic. For instance, voodoo ceremonies often include dances, music, and offerings to the spirits. Reanimated. Reanimated. Brought back to life and animated again after death or inactivity. As in the horror movie, the ancient curse reanimated the mummy. Undead. Undead. Deceased, but still existing or animated in a supernatural or fictional way. For example, zombies are a classic example of the undead in horror literature and films. Flesh-eating. Flesh-eating. Relating to creatures or monsters that consume the flesh of living beings. As in, the flesh-eating zombies in the movie were both terrifying and gruesome. Enslaved. Enslaved. Forced to become a slave, often involving being owned and controlled by others. For example, slavery was a dark period in history when millions of people were enslaved and subjected to harsh conditions. Plantation. Plantation. A large estate or property where crops like sugar, cotton, or tobacco are cultivated. For example, the plantation owner profited from the labor of enslaved workers. Under the control. Under the control. Subject to the influence of someone or something else. For instance, the villagers believed that the reanimated corpses were under the control of the voodoo priest. Zombies. When you think of a Halloween monster, I'm sure that one of the first creatures you will think of is a zombie. To me, the word zombie conjures images of undead monsters seeking to eat your brains. Darkened eye sockets, blood dripping from their bodies, and wearing dirty, torn rags. the walking dead, soulless corpses wandering around looking for their next meal. In Michael Jackson's famous Thriller music video, the zombies are dancing in an almost robotic style. In 28 Days Later, they are immensely violent, with lightning-quick reflexes, no intelligence, and a desire to spread the virus that created them. In World War Z, the zombies can run really fast and seem to be only interested in biting or attacking healthy people. Those sick with diseases like cancer are of no interest. In The Walking Dead, there are slow-moving, flesh-eating zombies with no ability to talk. And in the original zombie movie, Night of the Living Dead, from 1968, the mindless zombies cannot be injured or hurt. They can lose body parts and continue to exist. When I ask ChatGPT for a short definition of a zombie, the answer I get is a fictional, reanimated corpse often depicted in horror literature, films, and games. Children around the world will be dressing up as zombies on October 31st during their annual trick-or-treating sessions. At every Halloween party, there will be at least one zombie. And thousands of people will spend their Halloween evening watching a movie featuring zombies. However, the vast majority of these people, and those of you listening to this episode, will not know what a zombie actually is. A zombie is not a purely fictional creation of literature and Hollywood. Instead, the zombie is a product of Haiti, colonialism, slavery, and voodoo. Let's take a deeper look into this. Haiti is a Caribbean country located on the island of Hispaniola, sharing the island with the Dominican Republic. It is known for its history as the first independent black republic, its unique culture, and its challenging socio-economic conditions. The island of Hispaniola was first colonized by the Spanish. The native population of the island, the Taino people, became extinct through a mix of brutal treatment and European diseases. In the 17th century, France took over half of the island, now known as Haiti, and brought thousands of slaves from Africa to work on their sugar plantations. Conditions were terrible. The slaves were forced to work for long hours in Haiti's hot and humid climate. They were physically abused, with the French plantation owners using violence as a means of control. The slaves were forced to live in unsanitary and cramped conditions, without proper clothing or food. Families were separated and children sold off on the slave market. Slaves had no rights, no education, and were not allowed to openly practice their indigenous religions or traditions from their homelands in Western Africa. Against this backdrop of brutal treatment, the enslaved African population of the island led a series of revolts and eventually gained their independence from France. The revolution unfolded in multiple phases. It began in 1791, marked by conflicts among different factions. Under the leadership of former slave Toussaint Louverture, there was an attempt to bring stability to the colony. However, Napoleon Bonaparte's rise to power in France in 1801 led to renewed tensions as he sought to reintroduce slavery on the island. The turning point came on January 1st, 1804, when Jean-Jacques Dessalines made the historic declaration of Haiti's independence. This marked the culmination of Haitian Revolution and established Haiti as the first independent black republic and the second independent nation in the Western Hemisphere, following the United States. One of the best known and most infamous features of Haitian society is voodoo. Voodoo is a syncretic religion with African, indigenous Caribbean, and Catholic influences. This sounds confusing, but it is just a complicated way of saying that voodoo is a belief system that mixes elements of different religions and beliefs together. Voodoo originated in the communities of African slaves and their descendants, particularly in Haiti, and is practiced in various forms in parts of the Caribbean and the Americas, including New Orleans in the USA. Voodoo practitioners believe in a vast number of different spirits, often referred to as lua. Each lua has distinct characteristics and abilities, and they are sometimes associated with Catholic saints. This was an attempt to disguise the religion from the Christian colonial authorities. Blending African, indigenous, and Catholic religious elements allowed the enslaved Africans to keep their spiritual traditions while appearing to convert to Christianity. Rituals, ceremonies, and offerings are prominent features of the religion. Voodoo rituals often involve music, dance, singing, and the use of objects such as altars, candles, and sacred symbols. These ceremonies are led by a male priest or a female priest, and they aim to influence the spirits. One of the most well-known features of voodoo is its belief in magic and healing powers. It encompasses a wide range of practices, including divination, so predicting the future, herbal medicine, and magic. Believers may seek spiritual guidance, healing, or protection through these practices. I'm sure many of you have preconceptions about voodoo. It has been widely misunderstood and mischaracterized in popular culture, often portrayed as a sinister or evil practice associated with curses and zombies. In reality, voodoo is a complex and diverse religion. However, it is from Haiti and voodoo beliefs that the concept of zombies developed. The word zombie comes from the Haitian Creole word zombie, which in turn is believed to have roots in Africa, perhaps the Central African Kikongo word Nzambi, meaning spirit of a dead person. While the term is indeed tied to Haitian voodoo, the portrayal of zombies in popular media, movies, and Halloween costumes is significantly different from the real-world voodoo context. In Haitian folklore, a zombie is a reanimated corpse brought back to life through supernatural means, typically by a voodoo practitioner called a bokor. Unlike the Hollywood version of zombies, Haitian zombies are not usually depicted as flesh-eating monsters, but as individuals under the control of the bokor, lacking free will and often used for labour or other purposes. The person under the bokor's influence is thought to lose their consciousness and individuality, becoming an obedient and almost robotic servant. One argument about zombies comes from Professor Amy Valence, who argues that the conditions and treatment of African slaves was so brutal that the only way to escape the plantation was to die. Death was a way to return to the homeland and ancestors in Africa. Even today, we can see this connection in Haiti's language. The Haitian Creole word for heaven is Languini, literally meaning Guinea and West Africa. Heaven was Africa. However, the fear of becoming a zombie, according to Professor Valence, stopped many of the enslaved people from deliberately ending their lives. The zombie was an undead person who would not be able to return to Africa. The title of Valence's article, "A Zombie is a Slave Forever," demonstrates the people's fear. They would never be free if they became a zombie. One of the suggestions is that the slave drivers on plantations and managers many of whom were slaves, former slaves and voodoo believers, would use the fear of becoming a zombie to influence and control their slaves. According to believers in voodoo, zombies are created through magic. Another explanation is that it is actually through poisoning. The practitioners would mix together different herbs, animal bones, and parts of fish to create a kind of potion. Sometimes this potion would contain small amounts of tetrodotoxin, the poisonous substance found in puffer fish. Used carefully, this toxin could create some zombie-like symptoms. At low levels, it can restrict mobility and movement, making it difficult to breathe and causing confusion. At higher levels, it can temporarily paralyze a person, making it seem like they have died and then come back to life once the toxin has worn off. A famous paper in the renowned medical journal The Lancet from 1997 looked at three cases of zombification, and they found something a little different to poisoning. The cases included that of a 30-year-old female who died after a short illness and was buried in a tomb. After 3 years, the woman was recognized walking around in a nearby village. She could not talk, could not eat, and was admitted to a psychiatric hospital. In all three cases cited in the medical journal, the researchers suggested that these Haitian zombies were not the product of magic or poisoning, but the product of undiagnosed and untreated mental illnesses and brain injuries. In the paper, they diagnosed the three zombies with three different ailments. One with schizophrenia, one with epilepsy and brain damage, and one with fetal alcohol syndrome. You might not know this about me, but as an undergraduate student, my research speciality and my graduation thesis were on the topic of medical history and mental health. And as soon as I read the paper connecting zombies and mental illness in Haiti, it reminded me of another similar case that I studied all the way back in 2015. There is an argument that witches and the belief in witches and Salem witch trials of the 16th century were actually a persecution of mentally ill or neuroatypical, so not typical, women. So how did these Haitian zombies enter our popular culture and become the brain-eating undead that terrifies people today? While the word zombie did appear in a few English books and articles in the 19th century, the first mainstream mention came in 1929. The travel writer William Seabrook wrote a book called The Magic Island on Haiti and voodoo. He talked about seeing voodoo rituals and ceremonies, and introduced the topic of cults and zombies to a wider audience. In 1932, a classic horror film was released, White Zombie. White Zombie was not what you'd expect if you are used to modern zombie movies. It features a young couple who get married on a Haitian plantation. The plantation owner, wanting to marry the bride himself, obtains a zombie potion to use on the couple. This movie clearly references the Haitian voodoo origins of the word zombie. Later movies would start to change things. The most influential zombie movie probably came in 1969 with the movie Night of the Living Dead. Director George Romero's depiction of these zombies as flesh-eating, undead monsters has now become the dominant image. And since then, zombies have constantly appeared in successful movies, TV shows, and video games. The Walking Dead, The Last of Us, Shaun of the Dead, 28 Days Later, Train to Busan, Dawn of the Dead, World War Z, Zombieland, Resident Evil, Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. There are so many examples of zombies in popular culture. Moreover, governments and organizations have also capitalized on the popularity of zombies. The Center for Disease Control in the USA, for instance, has created a zombie preparedness website. The idea is to encourage people to prepare for large-scale catastrophes and natural disasters. So next time you watch a zombie movie, hopefully you'll take a second to think about the word's origins in the culture and religion of Haiti's enslaved population. So here is today's final thought. The concept of a zombie is often associated with Halloween and popular culture, but it is rooted in the rich history of Haiti, colonialism, and voodoo. It's a term that has evolved from its original Haitian meaning, where zombies were not flesh-eating monsters, but individuals under the control of voodoo practitioners. The fear of becoming a zombie kept many enslaved Africans from deliberately ending their lives, as it meant they would never be free. While there are various explanations for the creation of zombies, including magic and poisoning, some researchers suggest that these cases might be linked to untreated mental illnesses and brain injuries. Zombies, as we know them today, with their hunger for brains and portrayal in movies like Night of the Living Dead, have become iconic in popular culture. However, it's essential to remember their origins in the culture and religion of Haiti's enslaved population, where they represented a very different concept. So, the next time you encounter a zombie in a movie or Halloween costume, you can appreciate the complex and diverse history behind the iconic monster. But what do you think? What did you think about this episode? What do you think about zombies and the history of zombies? Were you surprised by where zombies come from? And did you learn any interesting words in today's episode? Let me know by leaving a comment. You can comment on Spotify, comment on Thinking in English's transcript, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. The best way to reach out to me is to become a Patreon member, to be honest. I tend to reply to Patreon members lots more than other people. But yeah, I'm more than happy to reply to people on Instagram as well. So thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'm going to release a similar episode, another Halloween special, over on my bonus podcast, Thinking in English bonus podcast, for my Patreon subscribers. I think I'm going to talk about mummies, the history of mummies, and why did mummies become scary Hollywood monsters. You can check out that episode. I'll put a link in the description. I hope you have a good day, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.